Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
In Wisconsin's largest county, the Milwaukee County Board has passed a sales tax increase that will reportedly bring in $82 million more a year. County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
We heard how bleak the county's fiscal situation is and how our non-mandated services like parks and transit, as well as human services, are threatened if we do not enact a solution.
The vote was 15-3. The sales tax boost would save Milwaukee County from bankruptcy. County Executive David Crowley is expected to sign it next Wednesday. People in Wisconsin can now find out if they can get their internet service for less or even for free. Terry Bell explains.
The Internet Discount Finder is a website designed to help people find low-cost internet service and discount programs. People are eligible if they're already participating in one of a number of social safety net programs. It even extends to some people living in public housing or on tribal land. The latest estimate finds that fewer than half of the people in Wisconsin eligible for free or reduced-cost internet are taking advantage of it. The Internet Discount Finder is part of the work of Governor Evers' Task Force on Broadband Access. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
People who don't have Social Security numbers are issued a government number they use to pay their federal taxes. It's called the Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. It's more commonly known as the ITIN. Ryan Perez is an advocate for undocumented immigrants. He's part of an effort to get the private sector to accept the ITIN in more ways.
Expanding usage would allow folks to be renting and owning stable homes, being able to bank and contribute to financial institutions, and become fully accepted community members in their neighborhoods.
Perez says if undocumented immigrants could use their ITIN more like a Social Security number, it would be good for businesses, communities, and the economy. Opposition to a multi-billion dollar settlement surrounding PFAS or forever chemicals. Pete Schwabe with the details.
Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call are opposing a settlement with manufacturer 3M. The settlement could range between $10 and $12 billion for PFAS cleanup near 3M plants around the country. However, public water systems agreeing to the settlement do not know the true cost of the cleanup efforts before signing. Taxpayers could be responsible for the cleanup of the forever chemicals if the true cost exceeds the payout from 3M. Public water systems would be unable to sue 3M for additional cleanup money under the terms of the settlement. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
People with disabilities are looking for a place to go deer hunting in Wisconsin this fall. The Department of Natural Resources is asking landowners to host disabled hunters. The program's been around for 30 years. There's more information on the DNR's website. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A man was arrested in the town of Merrill yesterday on drug charges and possession of a firearm as a felon, as well as operating as an unlicensed salvage dealer. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office arrested Anthony Ellenbecker after a search of the property revealed a stolen vehicle, evidence of multiple years of salvage operations, and illegal drugs including meth and cocaine. Defense lawyers are pushing for the case to be moved to juvenile court for the teen who is accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls. A motion hearing yesterday determined what evidence can be shown in court. The defendant, known only as CPB, now 15 years old, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree sexual assault. Lily Peters was found dead last April. The hearing to determine if CPB will be tried as an adult or in juvenile court will begin August 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI.
The Brewers take on the best team in baseball. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Atlanta tonight to face the Braves, the team with the best record in the major leagues. The last time they faced them, the crew played them tough, but lost the series 2-1. Manager Craig Counsell.
Well, it's a good team. It's a team you want to, you know, that team's going to play in October. You know, we want to earn the right to play them again.
First pitch tonight, 6:20 at Trust Park. Adrian Houser on the mound for Milwaukee. The Brewers made a trade. They sent shortstop Johnny Severino to the Pirates for veteran veteran first baseman Carlos Santana. He's 37 years old with 12 home runs this season, an on-base percentage of .732. College football, Brett Bielema on why he hired former Badgers defensive coordinator Jim Leonard to join his staff at Illinois.
He just had some presence and awareness on in-game moments. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to coach, you're going to be pretty good, right? Built up a really good relationship during his NFL career when I was head coach of Wisconsin. And then when he got into coaching, you know, we would talk quite a bit.
Wisconsin's Barry Alvarez.
You know, Jimmy, you know, should be in football. I hate to see him step back from it. You know, he played for Brett. Brett knows him.
NFL Packers training camp practices continue. Yesterday, the offense losing to the defense in competition again, so that meant push-ups after practice. Running back A.J. Dillon.
It's awesome having those competition periods, and we want that challenge. We'll start winning some of these, but yeah, they got the first two.
I asked Jordan Love if Aaron Rodgers talked about being booed by fans back in 2008 when he replaced Brett Favre.
You know, he kind of talked about how it was for him and obviously Brett leaving and things like that, his transition. And obviously, you know, he said it was hard as well. It's never easy.
The Broncos' new head coach, Sean Payton, telling USA Today that Nathaniel Hackett's time as Denver's head coach last year was one of the worst by a coach in NFL history. Hackett is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Head coach Robert Saleh asked to comment.
You know, he's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away.
That's the Jets head coach Robert Saleh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, and we got Michael Carroll joining us from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Michael. Let's get people ready for the weekend here. What has Mother Nature got in store?
Well, your weekend is looking nice. There's still a bit of a bumpy go of it out there, especially later on today and into tonight as a strong cold frontal boundary starts to work in from the northwest. A few hit-or-miss type showers and thunder showers still a possibility, at least through about midday today. But then by late this afternoon into tonight, I think we'll have some scattered strong to severe storms popping up out there. Hail and some gusty winds would be the primary threats, but also some locally heavy rainfall can't be ruled out. Still pretty humid out there for today as well. High temperatures working up into the middle range of the 80s. And then for tonight, the best chance for those scattered storms, some again possibly strong to severe, especially this evening. I think we'll finally clear out those storms then overnight tonight with low temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. A little bit of some patchy fog, a possibility early in the day on Saturday, but then we'll see ample amounts of sunshine making a return. Much more comfortable humidity-wise, especially for tomorrow, with those highs easing back to around 82. Saturday night, some nice open window type weather with lows dropping back into the upper 50s, and Sunday still looking sunny and pleasant as well with highs reaching up to around 80. High pressure keeps us sunny and dry both Monday and into your Tuesday. Monday a high of 82, which is right on par with average. Tuesday up closer to the mid-80s for highs, and then our next slight chance for some showers and storms returning by Wednesday with a high of 89 degrees there. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Michael, I'm kind of hearing a no 90s guarantee from you.
Yes, next week is definitely looking a lot nicer. We're going to get pretty close there next Wednesday, but not quite as oppressive as we've been the past couple of days.
Perfect. See, now you're everyone's hero.
Yep. Nicely done, Michael. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us this week. It's been fun to hang out.
Yep, enjoy the weekend.
You too. Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center over there. Always appreciate hearing from them.
Where's Paul?
Paul's on vacation.
Vacation?
Paul's on a much-deserving vacation.
I mean, yeah, much-deserved, but really?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. I didn't know he took vacations, honestly. That is always
good
there.
Good on him.
And that is a new... He got... Actually, I was talking to him off-air about it a little bit, and he actually inspired me. I really need to do... Because if Paul is taking a vacation, man, I have no excuse.
I mean, it's great to have Michael here, but it's just... It's a little bit like, whoa, what happened to Paul?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We wish Paul safe travels out there.
I mean, really, it would take him like 3 minutes of each day of his vacation to call us.
Yeah. I mean, come on. No. there's a lot of people I know actually on vacation right now. My oldest, Bree, and her fiance are taking a 30-hour train ride.
Cool. Where to?
To Texas. They were going to fly from here to Texas. They already passed through Chicago.
So like Amtrak
and stuff yesterday,
or must be.
Yeah. I've got kind of like a journal going with her as she's telling me where they're going and stuff. And
cool.
It's been very cool. I'm not jealous at all.
No, I have a little bit.
You know, I've always thought about that. A distance train trip would be fun. You know, where you have like your little sleeping car and all your. I think that'd be kind of cool. Oh, it's not something I've done.
To do something like that. That's definitely on the bucket list as far as things to do. I would love to do something like that. I'd love to get into today. We got a lot of great stuff lined up. We're going to get into a couple of fun ones today, Terry. Of course, in just a little bit, we got Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. After that, we'll get into the U.S. cities with the cutest dogs. We've got that
really?
One. And we've got 4 tips to boost your AC performance in a heat wave. That seems late. That seems very late.
Well, we could have used that this is a like good a, point. We should have had this at the beginning of summer.
Yeah, yeah.
To prep.
Although
he did say 89 on Wednesday.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Well, we haven't even hit August yet, so we still don't know what that's coming. What's going to rear? Well,
Wednesday is August 2nd, so it's just a little.
I don't know about anybody else. I'm so sorry. I had like 2 classes and a bunch of work this week. My throat is just going.
It's just because I spit it out.
it's a little hard to complain about our heat here when you look at what's going on with the rest of the world.
I get that, but I'm still going
to. Oh, yeah, go
like,
right.
I don't do 90s.
More power to you. I'm just saying.
I live, you know, in Wisconsin. I'd like
live
75.
For
I don't
reason.
Need,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into this one for now, though, Terry, because a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we got some entertainment news. That Ain't Right stories, some good stories of the day. We're going to talk locally about our United Way and our family center and a bunch of other, the Historic Point Boss. We've got a bunch of great notes for you a little bit later. Right now, we have to dive into this, I'm sorry, but this heavy topic. I know it's a Friday, and we just kind of want to coast by and enjoy ourselves,
you know,
and everything.
I think we should.
But this is, every once in a while, we have to do this. And I appreciate that you do this with me, Terry, because you're a big deal in this community, and you know a lot of people. It's important that you touch on, and you know, sometimes maybe controversial topics. Is it iced tea or iced tea? That is the big internet debate right now. We have to put our 2 cents in on this,
seriously?
Terry. I don't know. I don't know what's going on
iced,
anymore.
With a D.
So we aren't going to solve the world peace today. It's a Friday, but that doesn't mean we can't debate a little bit and have some fun. Is it iced tea or iced tea? 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. This is a big internet debate right now. A strangely comprehensive poll asked more than 10,000 Americans, and 49% of them say it's iced tea, 20% say iced tea, and 27% say both are cool. This seems like it would be a regional thing, but if you break it down by the different areas of the country, there aren't any noticeable spikes. However, if you break it down by age, younger adults are much more likely to spell it iced tea. And when broken by race, Black and Hispanic people are more likely to say Black and Latino people. They should not say Hispanic. Not all Latin people speak Spanish. Are more likely to say iced tea. And according to grammar websites, neither are wrong, but the original term was iced tea.
Bam.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, if you go to Google and you put in ice, no D, so yeah, I-C-E-T, yeah. The first thing that comes up is iced tea. So that comes up. And then the second thing that comes up for iced tea, just I-C-E, iced tea is the wrapper. So there you go. Iced is the drink. Ice is the wrapper.
Yeah. I like that, actually.
Seriously.
Now, both ice cream and ice water were originally iced cream and iced water, and no one says those anymore. So that's kind of interesting how that worked. I don't think that there's any any rhyme or reason to this, and I don't. If I say the one and the other person thinks you should say the other, and they try to give me a hard time about this, that person is all they're ever going to hear is the iced tea or whatever. They don't want to hear, I will be doing that. That is exactly what I will be doing. You're better off just letting this one, letting sleeping dogs lie.
So
on this one.
Interestingly, other than maybe water, iced tea is my go-to. Unsweetened, no sugar, but it is iced.
Yeah, yeah. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from
somebody
you.
Somebody want to call and argue with me?
Yeah. I mean, because we got no debate going on here because we both agree. I don't know about that one. I don't know why. I don't know who these people are that have this much time on their hands to sit there on social media and get updates whenever they like somebody comments on their page or their post or whatever, and to respond to that instantly and all this.
Like, on the other hand, though, to me, this is like non-threatening, low, you know, like it's just fun-loving, yeah. Like, yes, because yes. Some of the debates you see, I'm like, really? No, so, I mean, I think, whatever.
I wanted to go this way with it, because I actually encourage more of this. If it gets it out of people's systems, what do you do to a little kid, especially an hour before bedtime? Hey, you want to run? You want to play some activities, some games? You want to move around a little bit? Let's get some energy out of you. Let's get a little bit of energy out of you. Maybe that's what we need to do with social media people, is just get a little energy out of them, tire them out a little bit. Maybe they'll be too tired to argue about politics or things that they don't even know anything about.
Or move them out of their parents' basement.
Yes,
so
that would probably help too.
What about regular tea? But I've noticed this. Can you say, would you like a cup of tea? Or do you have to say hot tea?
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I think if you say a cup of tea, that gives it away that it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
But if you just say, would you like some tea? Is that implied that it's hot tea?
I mean, for me,
it is, but I don't know.
424-2600. Love to hear from you on this one. I don't know. I'm curious about that, though. So here's another one I wanted to dive into in our opening. Most people try to avoid going into the closets that airlines refer to as lavatories or you know, bathrooms. But if the cramped space is your biggest problem, that could change. The Department of Transportation just announced a new rule that will require airlines to make restrooms large enough for two people.
Yeah, I think that they're forcing them to be ADA compliant, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. This will not help improve the Mile High Club at all, I'm sure. And it definitely isn't meant to be fancy, so.
Okay, let's just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like, you wouldn't see two people going in there?
Yeah, yeah. That's
pretty ballsy for two people to go in. I mean, you're on display.
Be completely honest, had an ex that talked about doing this. And we were on our flight from here to Texas. And we're talking about doing this and everything, and she really wanted to, and her mother was on the flight with us, and I did not want to because her mother was on the plane.
So otherwise it would have been fine.
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. I probably might have joined
the bathroom is behind where you're sitting. Right? But if it's in front of where you're sitting, then you have like that walk of shame the whole way back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, there's that.
Plus, I'm going to get way too detailed here. Too much information. I'm going to stop myself from talking.
That's when you hit the turbulence. Yeah, yeah, but, yes. But, you know, I mean, whatever. But the other thing is, like, other than your club, you're not just going in the bathroom on an airplane to hang out. I mean, it's because you need to do something. So I just think it's funny when people complain about it. It's like, well, that's the option. What are you expecting?
I did see once, I'll never forget, it was one of the first flights I was on, and there was a bunch of noise coming out of the lavatory. And sure enough, two people come out, and they're like in their 70s. And I don't think anything like that was happening in there. But it was, well, maybe.
Yeah, they've probably been doing it their whole life.
They did not look like they were just messing around. It looked like something a little more intense than that. But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, so see, you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Guise of administering medication or something. Yes, give me a break. Like,
No, they also looked very happy. They did look very happy. The purpose is to make at least one restroom large enough for passengers with disabilities and their attendants to enter the menu and maneuver within the space. How has it taken this long for this to happen? Larger aircraft with two aisles already have special wheelchair accessible restrooms. That's been around since 1990. This will make it that smaller planes with one aisle also will have them.
I think that's just, though, I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but I think that's just the challenge in general, right? When you're on a smaller plane, there's just not the room.
Yeah.
they're making room, and that's good. And even if it means a few less seats. But I just don't know that. I wouldn't say it was intentional to be exclusive.
Yeah, no,
I think it was just you know, trying to work within the confines of the space that they had available.
This is great news for wheelchair-bound travelers who have been forced to choose between dehydrating themselves before boarding a plane or avoiding air travel altogether if only smaller planes fly a particular route. But don't get too excited. Airlines have 10 years to comply, wow, which would be by 2033. And yeah, if you've been paying attention.
Probably new airplanes it'll be part of,
yes,
right? And as they cycle them into the fleet. But okay, so I have a really important question.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you fly the first time, they usually give you a little wings pin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you get for your Mile High Club?
Usually a fine.
So like you have to disclose it on your way off the plane, and then they give you a little...
Yeah. They give you a pin of just like a bed with covers being rustled, and a fine because I'm pretty sure it's against the law. I'm pretty sure it's not
legal.
You
think it is, really?
Oh, it's against the laws of the skies, I believe. It's
really?
Yeah. Look, I am Italian, all right? I'm the last person that's ever going to talk badly about people loving. More love out there. I'm all right for it. But her mother was on the plane.
I agree with you.
I'm still like disturbed by that.
I think you're just mad because the opportunity hasn't presented itself again.
That too. Yes, it could be a little column A, little column B. Taking a break. Coming back with much more on the morning show here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Okay, okay, now move your feet. Love the way you're moving when you're grooving on a beat. Yeah.
It's back to school season, and Famous Footwear is the place for great savings. For a limited time, save up to an additional $30 when you get new shoes for the entire family from all your favorite brands like Adidas, New Balance, Vans, and more. Hurry, this great deal won't last long. So shop online or bring the whole family to a Famous Footwear near you and let our team of sizing experts help every kid find the perfect fit. Some exclusions apply.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 85, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms, lows level off around 60. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
All right, that'll work.
I know you like the 8-bit one.
Oh, I don't mind it. I was looking for something a little more energy.
I agree.
A Friday.
All right.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is some celebrating. I encourage you all to feel free to call up and head on over to Misty's. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And as I mentioned, feel free to call up during this segment. We are usually doing this until around 8:30, 8:35. Call up with your birthdays and anniversaries, 424-2600. We'd love to add you to the list.
Yeah, because nobody calls us.
Yeah, we want more calls, everybody. Please, my job might depend on it, for God's sake. Just please, call more.
Come on, now crickets.
Yeah, that's not going to help anything. That ain't going to help anything. They're like, that's exactly what we wanted. 424, I'm teasing, 424-2600. Feel free to join us anytime, everybody. Phone lines are always open for you. Especially if you forget that birthday or anniversary, it's a great way to get it in at the last second.
Or to redeem yourself.
Yes, yes. And we want you in on this list because next week, Tuesday next week, we're going to be drawing our winner for July.
Woohoo!
That's pretty cool. And that person or persons are going to win two meals and two pieces of pie from our great friends over at Misty's Menu.
Sounds amazing.
I got a good list here today. I need a 1 through 3 from you, Terry.
Whoa, 3.
All right. And that gives us our qualifier there. And I need a 1 or a 2.
Wait, you got to go back. I'll take a one for Saturday.
Yeah. One for Saturday. There you go. Nicely done. Nicely
all right. Done. And one for Sunday.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we get right into the celebrate. Nicely done. First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Kathy Miles today.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Kathy, I believe that she was in Prague, I believe, but Kathy Miles is one of the people that, to me, is one of those people that has impacted this community. I mean, there's so many people that have. I don't know where you would put her on the list, but she's got to be in the conversation. She is basically the founder of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Mm-hmm. And the work that that place has been able to do, the economic impact that WRCT has had in this community, all the above, starts with her. Well, and
even just the opportunity for adults to showcase their talents. And for some, it's, you know, for some, it's a hobby. For some, it's more. But yep. I just think it's a neat opportunity to be showcasing the arts in our community. And Kathy certainly, absolutely no question, was instrumental in that.
Kathy's one of the most talented directors I've ever worked with as well. And I don't know what it was, but I'd never done a musical. I do Gypsy that Kathy's directing. And she gave me like five roles with like two or three lines a piece. But my main job was being backstage and helping getting all these props and everything out there, that these huge set pieces. And this is at the time when we're at McMillan Library, where we've got like this studio for space.
If that, or yeah. Even a little hallway. Yeah.
But the maneuvering and everything, it was game changing for me. The responsibility she gave me and me and Mark I take it to me with this job and almost every job I do as far as organization and planning and everything.
That's as much synchronization, you know, and art as it is the folks that are on the stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's no, I don't know what happens. I don't know how long it takes or whatever for me to make my dream come true. As a kid, my dream wasn't to be the most famous actor in the world or any of those things. I wanted to be in the Screen Actors Guild. I wanted to be able to make a living doing what I love to do, which I think is pretty much the American dream. Kathy helped me get that. In 2008, she just liked something about me. She told me, talked to this lady that was directing the movie No Names and the casting people there. And like, you should put this kid in the movie. You should get him in there. I do an audition. I get in the movie. I get a couple lines in the movie No Names. That gives me my Screen Actors Guild card, and I've been in it ever since. And it doesn't I don't know when it happens, if it happens, without Kathy. Because just real quick, for those that don't know, in order to get into the guild, you need an agent. In order to get an agent, you need to be in the guild. And you wonder why we're on strike right now.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day, Kathy. Appreciate you, Kathy. Wherever you are traveling, safe travels and enjoy yourself. The wonderful Linda Nash celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Linda's awesome. Speaking of WRCT and many other things around this community, we appreciate Linda very much. Enjoy your day, Linda.
I just had the opportunity to meet with Linda last week. She stopped and visited me at United Way. So,
Linda's awesome. Yeah. She's good people.
Happy birthday.
And so is Charlotte Blanchard. God, that's a beautiful name. Charlotte Blanchard. Sounds like that's a pretty name. Charlotte, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Looking at Saturday.
Wait, who's the qualifier?
Charlotte Blanchard.
Oh, okay.
That's, I thought right. I said that, didn't I?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought
you
I said
that. You might have.
Charlotte, if I didn't, I apologize. You are our qualifier for today. Yes. No, you're right. You're right. You got to make sure I get that in. Saturday, we only have one set of winners, qualifiers for Saturday. Happy 51st anniversary to Ron and Sandy Hett.
Happy anniversary.
We hope it's a great one for you guys. Enjoy your anniversary. And on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Sherry Baum.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, another one that just put so much into this community that we appreciate so very much, Pam Ross.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Pam, integral part of the ODC in its development and growth, and obviously the impact that has had on this community, and just a wonderful singer and
extremely player. Talented musician.
Such a talented musician, which I did not know when I was a little kid, and Pam came and visited my Nana and Papa and my Aunt Pat in Rome and helped my Aunt Pat get to where she is today. There's no way my Aunt Pat gets to where she is, where my Aunt Pat is somewhere traveling the world right now. I don't know where, but she's having fun and she's healthy and doing well. And she got out of the house and got working and doing all these things because of Pam and the great people over at the ODC.
And another little side story about Pam. Sorry, I don't make you nervous, Pam, but but in her retirement, one of the things that she's taken up is being a hospice volunteer. Yeah. And so it's really awesome because she goes out and she shares her music. She brings her guitar and plays music and sings to people who are under hospice care. And that's just That's really remarkable. That's really awesome.
One of my favorite moments I will ever have at the old studio, Pam came in to do an FRM Friday kind of thing with us, and she brought in her niece.
No, her granddaughter.
Granddaughter, I'm sorry, yep, granddaughter. Oh God, I just even thinking about it gets me. Like, yeah, it was such
she's
a
really
cool
awesome
moment. Oh, it was great. Have a great day, Pam. Enjoy your day, and everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary, enjoy your day. Quick look at the celebrity list. John David Washington is 39. Ricky on Ballers. He was the star of Tenet. Also the star of Spike Lee's dark comedy, The Black Klansman. He's Denzel Washington's son, but he's got a skill and a talent all of his own. And at the same time, every once in a while, you're watching him and he does something like a smile where he turns away or something. You're like, oh wow.
So there's like a glimpse of him there. Oh, I don't know who he is at all. Clearly, my TV shows different shows than thing.
But he is such a talented actor. He is so darn
that's
good.
That's cool.
Elizabeth Berkley is 51. Jesse on Saved by the Bell. She was in Showgirls as well. Lori Loughlin is 59. She was Rebecca on Full House and Jailbird. Fuller House and all that. Yeah, and Jailbird. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I don't know if she's actually, I think she's free now.
I think she's out.
They got
a
slap on the wrist.
I think
man.
She's out.
Yeah, she's definitely out. Sally Struthers is 76. Gloria, All in the Family.
Oh, okay.
Sally Struthers, interesting career where our parents knew her as Sally from, or Gloria from All in the Family, where our generation kind of remember her from doing the feeding children and a lot of that and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember that a lot
now
more.
Yeah,
with
now
her.
That you say that.
The great Jim Davis is 78 today. Genius who created Garfield. Still hating Mondays. Still hating Mondays, Garfield.
And loving lasagna.
And loving lasagna, yes.
Actually, I liked Odie. Just going to say.
Love Odie was my favorite. I loved Odie.
Me
yes,
too.
I'm so with you on that. I am definitely an Odie person. Some people no longer with us. Or I'm sorry, I want to mention Peter Cullen, the great voice actor, is 82 today. He's the voice of Optimus Prime and the Transformers and all that. Great voice actor. Rick Wright, born in this day in 1943, passed away in 2008. Pink Floyd keyboardist. Let's see here. Beatrix Potter, born in 1866, passed away in 1943. Great children's author. She's the Peter Rabbit. She's the one that did Peter Rabbit. And a great name, by the way, Beatrix Potter. It's a good name. And wanted to make sure to mention one of the greatest first ladies we ever had, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 1994. John F. Kennedy's wife, of course. And one of the most integral moments in our nation's history is her standing there and her son, saluting the car as it passes. Mm-hmm. just thinking about it gets me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. When I think of her, aside from that visual, I always just think about her fashion. She was just like classy. Just everything about her was top notch, but very just classy.
The class that she had when her husband was in office was saying something, because you think that women nowadays, like a celebrity or something, we were just talking about, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill with that whole incident and everything. Think about what Jackie dealt with all the Marilyn Monroe this and this and this and all that stuff. And that woman just kept a straight face and kept class all along. What I'm very impressed with is how she was after that incident, mm-hmm. after what happened to her husband. I don't think that there's enough said about the way that she handled her life and handled her family's life afterwards. And I don't think any of us can even come close to understanding what that is like. Very impressively. And forget, miss me with the whole, yeah, but she told her son to do the salute or whatever. Whether she did or not matters this much, a tiny, than 0%, negative 0%.
Isn't that a mother's role?
Yes. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Yes. Even if she did, she was just being a good mom.
Yeah.
And if she didn't, that's a great moment with the son and the father and everything. But of all the ridiculous things to get bent out of shape, nation's in mourning, for God's sake. You know, focus on the things that actually matter. Not if and isn't this a note? This is happening back then. And look at how we are now with social media, how we are with our politicians and everything.
I try to just not look at it.
It hasn't gotten much better.
No, but I mean,
it hasn't always been that great. It wasn't always that great back then either. Quick look at Saturday birthdays. Danger Mouse is 46. Great producer, great singer-songwriter. Let's see here. Martina McBride is 57 tomorrow.
Oh, I like Martina McBride.
Reckless, good song. Reckless, good song. And Geddy Lee is 70 tomorrow. Rush lead frontman, singer, songwriter, one of the greatest bass players of all time. Spirit of Radio, Fly By Night, plenty of others. Tim Gunn is 70 on Saturday. Fabulous host of Project Runway and fashion consultant and all that. Tim Gunn is one of the few people in this world I would let dress me anytime he wanted. Tim Gunn could shred me, could tear me to shreds as far as my wardrobe, and I'd just be smiling, laughing. He's so charming. He's such a nice, charming
I'm
human
like
being.
Visualizing your hair in like some like triangle conglomeration thing, and then platform shoes. Just saying.
If that's what he wanted, you know, I'd go with it. For a day. I mean, I'm not going to dress that way.
Not for too long.
No. And the great Peter Jennings would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Born in 38, passed away way too young in 2005. One of the uncounted casualties of 9/11, Peter had gone 20 years without a cigarette until the attacks of September 11th caused him to light up again. Less than 4 years later, he died from lung cancer. Peter would be the first to tell you, if you can stop, stop. And the soonest you can, the better you can. Because Peter Jennings should not only still be alive, but like Dan Rather and other guys, still doing little bits and pieces of reporting and everything. And I didn't realize how spoiled we were as kids with those three big anchors we had. And he was one of them. And all of them were trustworthy. All of them you could lean on, you could believe in.
Yeah, we sure don't have that anymore.
No.
But...
Ah. And taking a look at Sunday on the birthdays there. Let's see here. Hope Solo, 42, Olympic gold World Cup hero.
Oh, I thought it was like Han's sister.
That's pretty good.
I seriously like glaze over when you're doing these because I'm like, I don't know who the heck these people are.
I like that.
All right.
Christopher Nolan is 53, a legendary director, Dark Knight trilogy, Dunkirk, Memento, Inception. He just had the movie Oppenheimer come out to rave reviews. That movie has been great. One of my favorite actors, Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus is 62 on Saturday, Sunday. And of course, a bunch of other great roles Lawrence Fishburne has played in his career as well. And wrapping up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, 76 on Sunday. That's a big one. That's a good one for him. And people no longer with us on Sunday. Henry Ford, born in 1863, passed away in 1947. Big list, and we had a great list today. We wish everybody a great one. Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Have fun and treat yourself. Stick around because we got Culver's Star of the Day coming up for you. Looking forward to getting into that. But for otherwise, we encourage you to head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Over 1,000 customers are still without power as of early this morning across the state. WPS customers lost power last night due to the severe thunderstorms passing through the area. Wausau had over 5,000 customers with outages last night, according to WSAW. The Wisconsin Public Service outage map shows power outages starting in Green Bay and heading north. The largest percentage of customers without power is in Freedom, where 20% of customers are without power as of early this morning. An 18-year-old from Neillsville died early yesterday morning after he crashed his vehicle in Marshfield. Emergency crews responded to the scene of a one-vehicle crash on Veterans Parkway near South Cedar Avenue at 12:51 Thursday morning. Abraham Drinka was the only person in the car and suffering from critical injuries. He was transported to the Marshfield Medical Center, where he died. The investigation shows Drinka was driving on South Cedar Avenue and struck an embankment before coming to rest on Veterans Parkway. Officials believe speed and alcohol are factors in the crash. Celebrate Plover starts today with a car show at 5, the Lake Pakawa Run, Walk, and Roll 5K begins at 6, and balloon pilots will take flight at 6:30. At dusk, they'll set the balloons to glow. Music will play into the night by Southbound from 6 to 11. The events kick off tomorrow with the volleyball tournament at 9, along with the opening of the craft show. Music starts at 1:30, right after the fire department water fight gets going at 1. They'll have music all afternoon and end the night with the band Grand Union and fireworks at dusk. There's free admission and free parking at Lake Pakawa Park in Plover. The Frank Hornburg chapter of Trout Unlimited will have their annual brat fry at Fall Line Outfitters on Saturday, July 29th, from 11 to 2. please stop down and support their chapter. Fall Line Outfitters is located on the square in downtown Stevens Point. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 85, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for isolated thunderstorms, lows level off around 60. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are right about to do is play you a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That is one meal you ain't even got to think about.
And on hot days, rainy days, all of these crappy weather days, it's kind of nice to just pick something up and take it home or go there and enjoy.
Yeah, it really is. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. If there's a Culvers near you, there's a Culvers putting back into their community. We greatly appreciate the people at Culvers and all the great work that they do in this state. Let's go ahead and give some away now. Let's go ahead and do that. Here we go. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV show theme song this is from.
Show me that smile.
I love this show.
I thought this might be a tougher one. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What TV show is that from?
Hello? Oh, they hung up. They hung up. All right, let's keep it going, everybody.
Stumper.
Oh, I thought it might be.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What TV show is that from?
That is from Growing Pains.
Hey, yes! Nice job.
Yes, congratulations. Did you know that one right away?
Yes, I did. I actually just finished watching the series like last week.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is so, I knew it. I knew that you did. So that's why we played it. That's what.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, I love our listeners.
Where do you find it? Netflix, Hulu? Where is Growing Pains right now?
I actually found it on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah, my parents just got that.
Cool.
And yeah, I thought I saw it on there. That is really cool. We haven't done this one, Terry. We haven't
done
the
Growing
Pains.
That's weird because I am the Kirk Cameron generation.
Yeah, you know? I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, yeah, I grew up on that show.
I had a poster on my wall.
Nice.
Agree.
I had a crush on Tracy Gold. I'll admit. I had a crush on her. She was part of the reason I liked the show. And we all loved Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke, one of the greatest TV dads of all time. Period.
Absolutely.
Like, easily. Thank you so much for calling and playing up. What's your name?
Michelle.
Thank you so much. Michelle, what town are you calling us from? Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. Well, we appreciate you calling and playing along. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but you are our star of the day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was fun. That was a good one. I was wondering was a stumper.
I thought for sure you had the crush on the mom.
Well, it'd be hard to blame me. It would. That was a fun one. I'm so glad that went. I'll be honest with you guys.
How
I was a little nervous.
We never have played that. We had to have.
I was going through my notes, and I never had it. There is a chance that we might have done it, like, in the first couple
months.
Like,
way back.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah, but it would have had to have been in the first couple months, because I didn't have my notes from then. But I started keeping track about maybe 6-7 months in, and we just hadn't done this one. I couldn't believe we did. You and I, 80s kids, and we hadn't done Growing Pains.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy to me. So I'm just going to go ahead and let this play us out here, Terry.
As long as we got each other.
I should say, I had a crush on Tracy Gold when she got older. Not when she was a little. You mentioned that. We gotta get that in there.
Why? You were like the same age.
I forgot about Jeremy Miller. I know.
You had a crush on him too?
No. I wouldn't. Now, that little kid.
Who is that?
The little kid Ashley
Wait,
Johnson.
Wait, Leonardo DiCaprio?
What? Oh, yeah. Leo was on there.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was his big break. Pause.
As who?
We got
to
hold up.
Back up the truck.
He was the friend. He was the I think Kirk's friend or.
Come on. No, he had to be. But Jonathan's the brother's friend.
Yeah, the
What's
brother.
The brother's name? Benjamin? Ben?
I forgot all about
Ben,
the brother.
Right?
Oh, wow, you're right. There was a brother. I forgot about him. I remembered Leo, but I didn't remember the brother. Well, how could you look at that kid? Look at young Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, how was he not in a TV show? Like, yeah, the kid was already a great actor.
I am very perplexed right now.
Really? Oh, you're going to have to go back and watch the show? Going to have to go back and watch it? Like our listener did, like our newest star of the day did.
Yeah, we better talk to Michelle.
Yeah.
Your mom and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 85. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We're going to dance all we want. I'm not going to not dance again. We're going to dance again. George Michael would dance again. He was dancing a lot. Never going to dance again. Come on, don't lie to us, George.
Got to have faith.
Got to have faith on that stuff. You got to Nicely done. You feel very free doing that.
Okay,
that didn't work.
We need to just rewind before the break.
She ain't letting this go.
I'm not. So, first of all, I was done watching Growing Pains by this point because Leonardo DiCaprio played Luke Brower, but he came on the show in 1991.
Oh, yeah.
So, way later. Yeah. And he became a reoccurring cast member on Growing Pains playing Luke Brower, a homeless boy who was taken in by the Seaver family.
Yes, I remember that.
Not it. I was done already.
I remember this now because I remember thinking, especially where I grew up, I had homeless people around me every day I was around. And I ain't never seen a homeless kid look like that. You have perfect white teeth, beautiful blonde hair, like that kid.
Probably wasn't brushed. Brad Pitt was on Growing Pains?
Yep. Yeah,
okay, I've got to just break. Stop. All right.
Yeah. There's a handful of stars that got their break on that show, just similar to a handful of other sitcoms back.
Lucky for Kirk Cameron. I only had eyes for him.
You look at Married with Children. Matt LeBlanc got his big break on Married with Children as a recurring cast member, long before Friends and stuff. Like, it's one of my favorite things to see and to do. It's very, I find it inspirational, where you see these people start and where they are now. As somebody who's trying to do that, I grew up really being heavily impacted by that and seeing, oh, this can happen. Even this person can make it. Even that person can make it. And I don't look at it as just in the acting world. I think of that in all forms of business and all mediums and everything. You see plenty of examples of it. Let's talk cute dogs. Wait a minute. U.S. cities with the cutest dogs. Okay, I wanted to make sure that was correct. I didn't know if they meant the dogs were cute or the owners were cute. I wasn't sure what we were doing here. No, I got it down. People travel all over to see, like, Oklahoma, just all over to see Route 66, nature, wildlife, historical museums, and now cute dogs.
Seriously?
For some reason, the photo company Mixbook had a panel of judges, review pictures of dogs from 25 American cities to find the place that had the cutest dogs, and Oklahoma City came out on top.
And so if you go there, you just, what, knock on people's doors? Can I see your dog?
Can I see your dog?
See your dog.
What are you doing on the phone? Who are you calling there? Oh, you're calling the police, aren't you? Okay, yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait outside.
I'm just going to wait out here. Yeah. That's what I do. I'm not trusting that one. Yeah, I just want to see your cute dog. Yeah, I saw you on social media. I just want to, what? No, go away.
I drove 2,000 miles to see your dog.
That sounds awfully freaky to me. Let's see here. I wanted to see because I'm not seeing it. I don't think they did this with all states.
All right, so which are the top?
So let's see here. We've got Oklahoma City, Seattle, Indianapolis, San Diego, Houston, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York City, San Jose, California.
Do you think it's weird that L.A. isn't on there? Because I'm thinking of all these little foo-foo purse Paris Hilton dogs. Yeah. And what are the ones that were getting stolen all the time? The bulldog, the little French bulldogs?
Yeah,
so I'm kind of surprised that Yeah. Those little divas didn't make it on here.
Uh-huh. Chicago is the city with the cutest small dogs, followed by L.A. So you're pretty close on that. Oklahoma City has the cutest big dogs, followed by Fort Worth, Texas. L.A. has the best groomed dogs, followed by Detroit. That's interesting. Washington, D.C. has the cutest dog faces, which seems a little vain. This whole thing
so
is vain. This may be the dumbest segment we've ever done. And Seattle is the city with the posts the dogs on social media the most. You know who's got the who's got the cutest dogs?
Me.
You do. Yes, exactly, Terry. You, whoever is a dog owner out there, you are the cute. You have the cutest dog in the world.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. I have seen some ugly dogs.
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah. We do. There's a thing board every year. The ugliest dog in the world.
Yeah.
But I always find those to be unnecessarily cruel. But they do a really cool like the ones that do this and do it right. Like they raise awareness for humane societies with it and funds for it. So I don't mind. That's always cool to me. But some of it is just mean. You know, just,
but it is kind of funny. Like, we know someone that, or a family that has this dog that is like super ugly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And its fur is very sparse.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason. But I'm just like, I don't, how do you hug that?
I'll tell you, dogs are no different than people. There is something for everybody.
I know. I agree.
You see people sometimes, you're like, wow. And then you see them with someone and you're alone. And you're like, well, I guess I shouldn't judge. I guess I should keep my mouth shut in my own head. Because, yeah, there's plenty of people out there that you, huh? Hey, who am I to say? Because I'm completely, you know, so. I love the way that I would love to hear have somebody have just came in right there with that sentence I just said that was so incoherent. Like just flipped on the radio right there. I don't know. I mean, dogs are cool. I don't look at what's cute and not or anything like that. I've never thought about that with
and
dogs.
And so where do you think, this is happening like at dog parks?
Maybe.
I mean, are they
maybe.
Like stalking around people, checking out their dogs?
Well, they
or do they have like a doggy audition? Like, show us your cute dogs today at the field house? Like,
I don't mind the idea of that, only to see
like a little dog pageant.
The anarchy that would happen with these dogs. My ex, the same one that wanted to do the airplane thing, she's huge on animals, huge on dogs and everything. And we would foster dogs quite a bit. And we fostered this one little guy, Bourbon, this little chubby dog and everything. And I thought he was very cool. She didn't want to take care of him because it wasn't, you know, very cute or anything. And that always bothered me. I was like, you know, if a sloth is in need, just because it's not the cute animal doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of it or something. That seems awfully ridiculous.
Sloths are kind of in their heyday right now, though. I think people think they're cool.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this, too. Like, what is attractive to some is unattractive to others and such. So, I mean, you know, who's to say what is a cute, what is not to anybody?
So, we better talk to Madison about a dog pageant.
I'm going to have to. Now, that sounds like fun. That's a good idea, Terry. You are good at this. Don't you dare waste any of those blueberries. Don't you dare.
I'm just throwing them around.
Good blueberries. We're going to have a food fight.
I'm going to start chucking them at you.
We have a food fight over here.
No, I can't because they'll stain the carpet.
Yeah. Well, and we don't want to waste those. I definitely don't want to waste those. Those are really good. When we come back, we're going to get into 4 tips to boost your AC performance in a heat wave. Get into that one a little bit. I wanted to also touch on a couple of other things, like the let's get to the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. I've been wanting to talk about this anyway. So we're calling on all heroes out there. We've been doing this for a while, and we're going to keep doing it. We have extended this. We're going to do this until about the second week of August, I believe. What we're calling on you to do is, let's say you've never donated before. To people that do continuously donate, we thank you very, very much. But we understand, and I've talked to some people during this challenge. I've never looked into this that much, and you guys got me really thinking about it. Where can I find information? What can I do? Well, I encourage you to go to the Red Cross Blood Organization.com. There you can also find out more information about some of the laws that have changed in recent weeks and years about this regarding donation opportunities and everything. So you might be able to donate and didn't even know. It's a wide open world now with this.
And when you donate, when you're done donating, or while you're donating, I think that must be allowed, right?
Yeah,
take a selfie.
I think so.
Post it. You can win.
You actually are told to take a selfie, people. Not one of these times where you got to feel guilty for doing it or anything.
I don't think anyone who takes selfies really ever feels guilty about
Solid
it. Let's
point.
Be real.
Solid
but
point.
You could, you know, and the other thing, if it's not really your thing to take selfies, you could do it with your dog.
Yes.
After you're done, have your dog. Just, you know, you get in the corner of it. I'm sure they'd still qualify, right? Because they still gave blood.
And you're going to, oh, yeah, they would. And you're going to feel, you're going to be able to take this feeling with you, not just for the weekend or the next couple of days, for years. It feels good after you donate. Even if you donate just once, it's something that you carry with you, let alone if you do this multiple times. Really encourage you to do this, not only for what the good putting back into your, you can do to your community, to your state, to your world, but you can also win some free stuff. We've got a chance for you to get some brewer tickets, state fair tickets, civic media gear.
You can win some rafter tickets. We'll give you rafter tickets automatically. If you're from our area and you participate, we will be handing out the rafter tickets.
That's right. You especially use the hashtag WFHR. Make darn sure, though, you use the hashtag Civic Pints. It's all one word, hashtag Civic Pints, and that'll help us tag you and notice that you're doing this. Or you can go to the website, civicmedia.us/giveblood, and upload it right there. Cut out the middleman. Encourage you to do this, everybody. We appreciate everybody that already has. And look for opportunities. Like in Stevens Point, they've got an opportunity today. I believe it is from, I want to make sure I get this right. Yeah, from 8:30 to 2:45 today at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. You can't miss it. It's right on Main Street.
Great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Thank you, and appreciate everybody that has already been a part of this. Again, Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. And while you're there, be sure to bookmark the page. You can catch all of our podcasts there if you missed anything.
I mean, you could listen to this again.
Yeah, you could stream it 24/7. You can listen to this over again, and that whatever that that sentence I said earlier was, I'm going to go back and listen to that. I don't know what that was. We will take a break right here, and we'll come back with more fun on, oh, I like the way Melissa does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.